the final piece of action and what's been a very, very enjoyable round three clash here at Park Nave Columba, which has ended in victory for Glenswilly, 118 to 16 points. And as you rightly pointed out, Gary, at one stage in that second half, Killybegs were leading by 14 points to 13. Mm-hmm. There was 10 minutes mm-hmm. left to go on the watch, but then Glenswilly brought on Keelan Kelly and they took over on the scoring front. Mm-hmm. Dahi Gilday with a point, Keelan Dunleavy with a point, Shane Tinney with a brilliant point. Do you remember that one? He had a quick free then soon after it, and then that goal from Cormac Callaghan more or less sealing the deal, and Killybegs winning in the end with a 5-point winning margin.
Yeah, massive for Glenswilly to be 3 from 3. And listen, Killybegs, what a start to the third quarter. Came out, so they did, had 5 points, a couple of 2-pointers from Ryan Cunningham, Hugh McFadden, so they did. But then Glenswilly probably reacted very well. You know, they had then 4 points, so they did on the board. As I said to you at one stage, we had something like, you know, it was 4 and 5. We had 11 points in the first 10 minutes. 11 points, absolutely huge. Great start to the third quarter. Killybegs led at the end of the third quarter, so they did. They were 13 up, so 13-12 up at the end of the third quarter. Then became 13-all. Hugh McFadden went back and put them 14-13 up with a free. Keelan Kelly comes on then, assist for Dahi Kilday to pull the game level, assist for Keelan Dunleavy to put them one up. I said, and you referenced already that I said, good man to come on, come down the home straight. I think there's 7 minutes left when he came on. Dahi Kilday's point having the 55th minute, Keelan Dunleavy's point having the 56th minute. That was him only on the field. Of the last 6 scores, he had 2 assists and he put one over the bar himself. Like, what an influence in the game, go down the home straight. Absolutely huge, you know, and to have a man of that experience, and probably hasn't been overly used in the games to date, but I think the management team will see the benefit that he can bring to them. And just listen, his knowledge of the game, and as I said, he's the medals in the pocket. And you listen, I always look over the hill here to the boys over Mina Roy, you know, when I look at the age profile over there, like they're old dogs for the hard road, and the likes of Bryn McDyer and that are nailing score after score every weekend, and you need that a bit of experience. And we are so young today, so it's absolutely massive for the group to get that one without Michael Murphy, because of the talk, Jamie, let's call a spade, the talk was over the last couple of games, the influence Michael Murphy has had in the Donegal Senior Championship. He had 17 points in 2 games. Absolutely huge for the young fellas today to go and get the result without him. They'll grow in that there, that they can win without Michael as well. But the onus is that they have him back again for the fourth game. So they will. Huge spread of scores today, and that Donal Gallagher's tackle, suppose late on we referenced that. Charlie Brisson had a great block on the far side. Jack McSharry, I thought, brilliant third quarter, really brought the fight. Hugh McFadden tried time after time, he ended up with 7 points. Ryan Cunningham at different stages as well did really well. So Dermot, Killybegs will be hoping for a kind draw, so they will tomorrow evening. Glenswilly, I think 6 points, you would nearly fancy that's them in the quarter final.